Once Rafe and the assistant secretary had moved into the relative privacy of the alcove outside the private dining room, Malendi abandoned the studied courtesy he had adopted before.
Sir, we have received word that a large force, the conspirators or pirates or whatever they are, have attacked Moray System. This information is relayed from the Space Defense Force.
Kai's force. A battle. Rafe suddenly felt cold.
You may not be aware that Moray has military shipyards, very high quality, and apparently the pirates had ordered ships to be built under pretense of being a legitimate government, and then arrived to steal them.
That's... how far away is that?
Rafe used his implant to query the ISC database. Sure enough, Moray's system Ansibles had gone down some hours before.
The system's 2 10-days FTL travel, plus...
plus the usual in-system time, yes. What else did Commander Vada say?
It was not Commander Vada herself. In her name, from the Space Defense Force. Commander Vada's ship was destroyed.
What?
They said to notify you that although they interdicted some of the thefts, the pirates got away with 6 fully armed warships. They also have information received indicating that the same group has many more warships than previously known, and they believe an attack on either Nexus or Cascadia will follow. I know you told the Secretary that ISC could not provide useful defense, but we've always depended upon...
But what about Commander Vada?
Rafe could feel his body tightening around that question, his heart racing.
Well, you know we have always had our doubts about the Vada connection. In light of Vada's theft of ISC technology and the rumor that Vada was involved in your parents' abduction...
It wasn't our technology, and they were not involved in the abduction. How many times...
People in the larger room were looking around.
What about Commander Vada?
I believe she was lost with her ship. They said the ship exploded.
Everything stopped for an eternity Rafe could not measure. Sound, movement, all stopped. Nothing existed but Melendi's face, a pale blur, and the darkness around him.
Kai... dead?
His heart beat again, a single beat, like a drum.
No.
The thing is, if they attack here, I must know how many ships...
Go. Away.
Rafe did not know if he said it aloud. He wanted only to hear no more from Melendi. No more horrible, life-destroying news. No more impossible demands. Nothing.
But, Sir Dunbarger, it's important. The Secretary demands an answer to...
I have no answer. Look, I did not know about the battle. I did not know about Commander Vada's death. It was my sister's birthday. I had arranged a special dinner.
Rafe looked at Melendi.
But it...
I will have an answer for you shortly. Are you still in Ansible contact with Moray?
Only by relay through the Space Defense Force. Moray's Ansible hasn't been repaired yet. They're working on it.
Good.
Rafe was hovering over the brink of an endless drop. No, he was engulfed in horror. No, he was Rafe Dunbarger, acting CEO of Interstellar Communications. If Kai was dead, if the report was true, she would expect him to do what he needed to do, whatever that was. He had always known she was likely to be killed. He had told himself that over and over.
Why then the shock? Didn't I really believe?
I'll talk to Moray myself. I will need the code for the relay through SDF.
Melendi handed him a data strip. Rafe did not look at it, but tucked it into his jacket pocket. Maybe the report was wrong. Maybe it was another ship. Maybe she had somehow survived. Maybe she would not be there to stop him from killing whoever had done this in the most vicious way he could think of.
But ships are...
I have that information for you later, tomorrow morning.
We can't wait until...
You must. At worst, no one can reach us from there for 20 days at least. You said that yourself. I'll be gathering data. It'll take me that long to make sure it is accurate. You want it accurate, I take it.
Well, of course.
Then tell the secretary I will have the data for him by 0930. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must get started.
But...
Goodbye.
One of his security, Errol, stepped forward. Melendi backed away. Rafe turned his back on the man, reminded himself to breathe.
They have an Ansible booth downstairs. Stay with Penny, Errol. MADOC can come with me. I'm going downstairs to make an Ansible call.
Right, sir.
Tell Amol to check the status board. We have another system Ansible down. He's to arrange a repair.
The Winterplane Ansible booth was large enough for 2, but Rafe left MADOC outside. In moments, his priority code gave him access to the closest satellite, with punch through to the Ansible platform itself. He downloaded the original message to the Defense Department, even as he placed the call. Status lights changed. The screen blinked twice, then gave him a steady image of a uniformed woman he did not know.
This is Rafe Dunbarger of ISC. I need to speak to Admiral Vada.
Maybe it would work. Maybe his need to talk to her would conjure her out of the ether. The woman's face changed to a careful expression.
You haven't heard? Her ship was lost.
Lost could have many meanings. Rafe told himself that to keep his voice steady.
And Commander Vada?
Was. She's gone, Sarah Dunbarger.
Ships could be lost, misplaced, and yet whole and sound, along with those inside them. People could be gone, not here, and yet alive.
Who's in charge?
Of Space Defense Force. Acting Commander is Commander Senior Murphy of Moray.
Then I need to speak with Commander Senior Murphy. I was contacted in response to a call from Space Defense Force to the Nexus Ministry of Defense.
Yes, sir.
Commander Senior Murphy looked nothing like a senior military commander to Rafe. His tall frame had generous bulges, jowls and chins and wrinkles, where his stomach had grown over the years. But his eyes were shrewd. He nodded at Rafe.
I know who you are. Admiral Vada briefed us before her ship blew. She believed Nexus was likely the next target for this fellow Turek. Nexus or Cascadia, and she was leaning toward Nexus.
How did it happen?
We aren't entirely sure. Turek's force laid a minefield as it fled, but we don't think that was it, or wasn't all of it. The ship was firing its beam.
Rafe remembered what Stella had told him about Kai's ship. It needed a major refit. Kai had not taken the time, or changed ships.
And we think perhaps the beam set off a number of mines at one time. Too many for the shields. But our investigative teams haven't completed their analysis.
Stella had said something about a CCC, some kind of module that was supposed to give the ship something. He couldn't remember what.
Can you give me any information on the state of the Space Defense Force? Is it still operational? Will it be pursuing the enemy, or...
I cannot give you any operational information, you understand. I can say the Force remains a useful organization. If the government of Nexus requests our assistance, we...
I'm sure it will. I've been asked to assess the readiness of ISC's forces and respond to the Secretary by morning. It's late night here. Did Admiral Vada tell you anything about the ISC forces?
That they weren't worth the trouble to blow away? Yes, she did. I'm surprised you people have the reputation you've had.
Yes, well, it came as a surprise to me, too, when I took over this job. Apparently it was part of the same sabotage that resulted in my family's abduction.
Do you have anything that's combat ready?
Yes. Less than I could wish. I can't tell you anything operational either. I'm in a public Ansible booth at a restaurant, and though I've engaged encryption, it's not as good as our own. But as soon as I found out our fleet had serious deficiencies, I set about remedying them, putting all our resources into our best units.
Contact me again from a more secure location, will you? It's mid-morning here, but feel free to contact me anytime.
Thank you. It's nighttime here. Not late. We were at dinner. I'll be briefing our Secretary of Defense in about 12 of our hours. So I should be getting back to you within 4.
Rafe closed the connection and leaned his head on the console a moment. He had promised himself that when the crisis was over, when Turek had been defeated, and ISC was on firm ground and his father recovered, he would go and find Kai Vada, explain why he'd acted the way he had on Cascadia, see if she could forgive him. Now it was too late. That could never happen. His future lay before him, one bleak stretch of unpleasant duty to the end of his days. He sat up, shook his head sharply, and composed himself as well as he could. He had acted so many parts in his life. He could do it now.